Anytime, hilarious D.
Yo, bravo, tip of pay. Cause it's as easy as pie to get paid.
Hilarious D, the line is bravo, tip or pay, the cashless way, and it's safe, simple, and secure to send money every day.
Okay, bravo, tip or pay. It's as simple as popping a pimple. Yo.
Okay, this is not working. Amarge, is J-Rob the Chief still in studio? Send him in.
Yo, what's up? It's your boy, J-Rob the Chief, and I'm rocking with Bravo. You can tip or pay the cashless way. It helps my fans send me a few dimes so I can keep making these lovely rhymes for y'all. To get started, as easy as 1, 2, 3, and if you receive money, it's always free. So join the Bravo squad like we all have done. You'll be part of the tipping and paying fun. Chief squad to the day.
Okay, that's a wrap.
Just go to trybravo.com if you want and need a simple and safe way to tip, pay, or donate money to a friend, musician, your dog groomer, or even a church. They'll get the full amount in their bank account with only a small fee to you. Trybravo.com.
It's Fat Guy Radio Show. Show.
Well.
Yes.
Hello. Hey, who's that guy over there?
My name is Orly.
You are Orly. Welcome back, buddy.
I'm back. It seems like it's been forever.
Yeah, you took pretty much an excursion around the country, didn't you?
He's the only one that gets paid in this studio.
Out of the country.
I don't know how. My question was, how the hell are you the newest guy and get 4 months off?
Hey, ask and you shall receive.
Ask and you shall receive.
I'm excited they paid me while I was gone, too.
I know. I don't know. He's the only one.
It's because he's taking our salaries.
Is that what's happening?
Yep.
Did you say celery?
I love celery.
Celery?
I suddenly want some peanut butter.
I do, too. Or what do they call it? Like ants on a log or yeah. S on a shingle?
Ants on a log. I've heard of log.
I've heard S on a shingle where you get like the celery, you put the peanut butter in it, and you put raisins on it.
Good idea. I'm going to try that.
Don't give it to your kids, dude.
Why not?
Make a mess.
No. Not just make a mess on their face. Their diapers will be atrocious. You do not want to feed a kid raisins and peanut butter.
The funny thing is my nephew was scared of raisins when he was a kid. He would get it on his hand.
They look like little boogers.
Well, he would stick to his hand and he would like start, you know, waving his hand real hard.
Uh-huh.
It's the funniest thing ever.
For the raisins or for the peanut butter?
Raisins.
Raisins don't stick.
Yeah.
What kind of raisins were you guys giving
him?
He
was mashing with already.
They were probably boogers.
Or it might have been poop already. I don't know.
Well, kids have sticky hands, so maybe when he touched the raisins, they just stuck to his fingers.
That's probably too, because that happens sometimes with boogers too. Way to go there. I am all out of dissorts at the opening of this show. We've taken a week off, and I've completely forgotten how to do the show. Lip, can you hand me my notepad that's over there in your area? I believe it's the red one.
I don't have a notepad that's red.
There's a pad over there. Can you add? Well, then hand me one of your maxi pads. Don't close it because you're gonna lose the page.
A red maxi pad?
Yeah, hand me the red maxi pads and so forth. Yeah. Well, Orly, we're glad you're back, and we're looking forward to hearing about all your excursions in the body of the show. We've got, of course, the biggest story on the planet that we got to get to on today's show, which
don't
is
say Donald Trump.
I'm not going to say at all because we banned that from. Oh. It's on the list, on the wall, right there.
There it is.
It says. No political talk.
All right.
I'm done with it. Even though it might be a little bit on after the levels. I don't know. I'm just saying. But we're glad you're back. We're looking forward to hearing about your excursions on the time that you were gone. I had a little brief excursion myself where I had a trip to Sky Harbor. Phoenix, Arizona. Sky Harbor.
So did I.
International Airport. And boy, wasn't that a lovely place. Isn't that just a lovely place?
Sky Harbor?
Yes.
Did you get patted down in the right way?
I did not get patted down the right way, and there was no happy ending.
Oh.
Yeah, so.
I'm sorry.
But what I have experienced, I don't know if it's just the point of the year or what, but has anybody else experienced an increase in telemarketing calls?
Yes.
I get them on my cell phone because I don't have a home phone.
Who does?
Old people.
My dad does. When I went back home, he had one.
My dad has one, too. My dad has a landline, and my mom has a landline, and Mama Blaze refuses to give that number out. So I asked the question, Mama, what the hell's the point of the landline if you're never going to give the number out? And then you call her on this. Man, I don't think I've ever shared this. Ever shared this on the show?
No.
No. So you call my mom, Mama Blaze, on her cell phone, because that's the number she gets out. But then she says, let me call you back. And guess what she calls you back on?
The house phone.
The house phone. I don't get that.
Does she have one of those ones with like the 100-foot cord?
Nope. She has it, a short cord, but it's on her bar in the kitchen. Mm-hmm. And she just has a stool right
there.
That's
just sits right there?
Yeah. So
does she have
just,
one in the toilet
just
room?
Plop down.
No, she doesn't. She only has one phone. And that's in the kitchen, out of the whole house.
Wow.
It's just one in the kitchen. So she sits at the bar in the kitchen in her great room.
While she's drinking some wine or something?
Nah. I wish mom drank some wine. She doesn't drink. No, she needs to drink a little bit of wine sometimes. Yeah. I love you, Mom.
My dad had his, too. When I was there this week, I picked it up to make a call, and I was like, how do you send a selfie when you're in the phone?
The old yeah, phones where you got to, like, you know, spin the whole thing.
A rotary phone.
Yeah, one of those.
Yeah, I had the buttons, the push buttons that light up. Yeah. It was like, I was looking for the camera on it. Like, I was like.
Oh. Well, focus groups say that no one's ever going to want to take a picture with a phone.
Yeah.
So I've experienced like an increase in telemarketing
calls. Or
make
a phone call with your camera.
That's true. Not just telemarketing calls, but rotary calls.
Rotary.
You know what the difference is?
No.
Okay, a rotary, a regular telemarketing call is someone,
hello, this is Sasha, and I'm trying to say some sausages.
It's a real person.
Actual person, yeah.
The rotary calls are computers, and this is recently new technology where it sounds like someone's there, but it's not, and you can even answer their questions and actually have a dialogue back and forth with them. To this, you're basically talking to a computer.
Mm-hmm. So it's not just press 4 for...
No.
So it understands
But eventually, it always gets to that point. It eventually gets to press a number to, like, close this out or something like that. Okay. It's never going to take... I mean, and we've experienced this artificial intelligence with, like, Cox Communications, which I have had a lot of conversations with them over the last week. You call Cox Communications, it's the same thing. Press or say 1. For customer service, press or say 2 for us to raise your bill. Press or say 3 for us to not come out and service your equipment. Press or say 4 for us to just screw you even more than we've already screwing you. Press or say 5 if you wish there was some competition in the area, but we keep buying everybody out that wants to come into your neighborhood, so you'll have to be stuck with us no matter what you do. Press or say 6 to go back to press or say 1. That's the beginning of it. But these robocalls in telemarketing now, they will actually have a dialogue with you.
So you could actually say, like, I need help with blah, blah, and it knows what's it.
They'll ask you a question like, do you currently have solar panels? And you can say, no, I don't. Well, we're sorry you don't have solar panels, but they're very popular in your area. Have you considered solar panels?
You should throw it off. Like, do you have solar panels? And be like, does a woman have balls?
Yeah. But it's smart enough to realize that, because I tried to play with one. It's smart enough where you say something completely off, and then the computer will say, you know what? It might be a bad connection or something. I'm sorry I didn't hear you. Can you say that again?
Whisper like this.
And then when you try to do that, it comes back with the same response. I'm sorry. There must be a bad connection or something. Can you say that again? I figured out the way to really screw them up, though.
What do you have to do?
Ask for the current date. What's today's date? They don't know what to do. You can just see their little their mind's just can I compute, I don't understand, solar panels. It throws them completely off, dude, when you try to do it. But I have gotten so many of these calls to my cell phone, and they call from all over the place. And then, of course, there are the few live ones every once in a while.
Yeah.
You know, where it's like, hello, this is Almed Hakaplaklik, and I'm calling for your local representative of the... And then I always ask them, I'm sorry, where are you calling from? Miami, Florida.
I like when you ask them their name and they go, Tom.
It's like, yeah. Like, you're Tom as much as I am, 155 pounds there, buddy. It's been an increase.
Yeah. I wonder if they understand stuff better than, like, Siri, for instance. Sometimes I'm like, Siri, where's the nearest McDonald's? Oh, you're looking for Ronald something. You know,
you're looking like, for Ron Steakhouse.
Yeah, Ron. I said McDonald's, Siri, not Ron check
Not too many things rhyme with McDonald's. I figured it out after I said it.
I couldn't find anything else. So
you should use a better sound.
Yeah, we're just pittering now. So this is probably a good time for Philippians to go ahead and start the show, isn't it?
Probably.
Thank you, Lip.
Oh, you mean really start the show?
I'm going to stab you. Start the show!
Fat Guy Radio Show.
With Corey Blaze on FatGuyRadioShow.com.
I'm Prince. So what seems to be the problem? Oh, how rude of me. I haven't given you enough time to freak out yet. You may do so now.
Oh my God! Oh my God! Oh my God! There!
You wanna know why you can't tell that nice dude you love him?
I wanna say it, but...
I'm scared.
Exactly.
If you say it and things don't work out, what then?
I really care for him, and I'm just worried I'm gonna lose him.
That's stupid.
You're stupid.
I forgive you.
Oh my God, thank God.
Besides, anything beautiful is worth getting hurt for.
Well, it's very well put.
You know who said that?
No.
Me.
You're good. God. I wish I were more like you, Prince.
Finish your pancake. Let's get to work.
Oh, it's really good, but super full.
Pancake.
Okay.
It's Fat Guy Radio Show featuring Corey Blaze with executive producer Philippius and Orly. And now, the man, the myth, the legend, Corey Blaze.
Ow! Don't have to be beautiful to turn me on.
Fat Guy Radio Show, heard in 79 countries with over 450,000 downloads. Welcome to your funniest interactive worldwide internet radio show and podcast, free on iTunes, Stitcher Radio, and the In-Car Aha Radio app. And of course, always on FatGuyRadioShow.com. I'm your host, Corey Blaze. Interact with me and the guys during the show. Live tweet us at Fat Guy Radio Show. Like and follow us on Facebook, Instagram. Search Fat Guy Radio Show, all one word. How many words, Early?
One word.
I just called you Early.
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 Because it's early in the show.
Just don't call you late. Is. All right. Well, folks, today's show is brought to you by a brand new sponsor to the BDB Radio Network family. Please join me in welcoming Bravo Tip or Pay for your smartphone. The Bravo Tip or Pay app provides a unique solution to artists and service professionals who often miss out on tips. Most people no longer carry cash, and you don't want to go to one of those ATMs at the corner because then those fees do add up. The Bravo Tip or Pay app is free, simple, and seamless. As easy as 1, 2, 3. Here's how you do it. You download the Bravo Tip or Pay app through the special banner on FatGuyRadioShow.com. It's also available in the iTunes and Google Play Store. Download the Bravo Tip or Pay app, build your account, and discover the new safe, secure, and simple way to tip or pay. Try Bravo today at TryBravo.com. And we officially welcome the Bravo Tip or Pay app to Fat Guy Radio Show.
Welcome, Bravo.
That's a really cool app. It's so simple and easy to use, too.
And even I can do it.
Even you can do it. Even I can do it. Hell, even Lil D can do it. And wow. He ain't too bright. He ain't too bright.
He went to fourth grade, he said.
Fourth grade education, and that was hard in itself. But, yeah, the app is really amazing because you go to places all the time, and, like, my dad owned restaurants when I was growing up, and when you put, like, money in the little general tip jar, or you write a tip on the bottom of your check or anything like that,
yeah,
that goes into, like, a little pot, and it's kind of split up amongst every employee that was on that shift at that time. The Bravo app allows you to actually tip directly to that particular server. And let's say that you go to a Starbucks or something like that,
yeah,
and that server doesn't have the Bravo app because the Bravo app communicates with other Bravo apps. You just let them know, hey, dude, go download this Bravo app, register it, give me your name, and, hey, you can get people to directly tip directly to you.
That's cool.
It's really easy, and it works for businesses. Like Justin James right now has these amazing events that are going on every other Thursday called the Vibe Sessions, and he's able to sell his tickets to the Vibe Session in advance offer a discount through the Bravo Tip or Pay app.
That's cool.
It's absolutely amazing. So Bravo Tip or Pay available nationwide. TryBravo.com is where you can find it. So
when I leave that dollar tip,
yes,
that waiter will get the whole dollar.
The waiter will get the entire dollar.
It's well worth it.
Boom, bam, right to it. Well, boys, let's get to the elephant in the room.
Mm-hmm.
We heard him at the really lip. That was hurtful. That was a hurtful. Mm-hmm. And you looked dead at me when you said it.
Mm-hmm. My mouth is occupied right now.
Yeah, it is, because you're eating during the show.
When don't I?
Normally during the show. We don't eat unless it's an eating session.
Yeah.
It's all right.
Okay, well, I guess Lip just going to do whatever the hell he wants to do today. The big elephant in the room, I want to get to this because...
Is that you?
No, it's not me. We're late to the game because we weren't here last Thursday.
Yep.
We took the time off, and we'll get to that. Orly was out of town. I decided to take a trip out of town the last minute, which was the worst idea. The best idea I should have never had. But unless you've been living under a rock, we lost one of the greatest entertainers on the planet, which is Prince.
Yes.
Yes.
And I kind of want to get to this because I believe that we all have something that we want to share when it comes to Prince and how it affected us. And Orly, you may or may not be aware of this, but just for some context purposes, our connection to Prince was really close to Prince, which was through Nick West.
Oh, yeah.
And I reached out to Nick West, and I believe this is kind of hitting her pretty hard. So I reached out to her, and I hadn't heard back, and that's very unusual. So I think she's really just kind of taking some time with this because some of her tweets that she had out on at Nick West were just, you know, pretty much just saying how much of a broken heart she had over this sudden news. 57 years old. Is way too young.
Yes.
You never anticipate somebody dying at 57 years old that is doing as well as Prince was doing.
Yeah.
So from the beginning, man, Orly, where were you when you found out the news?
I was in line somewhere, and my father-in-law, we're in California, he mentioned, he's like, hey, Prince died. And I was like, oh. And I just looked it up, started looking up information on it.
Of course, just Googled
see
it.
See if
right,
it was real, because somebody always said, I think, somebody last year said Prince died. There was something going around the internet. And, you know what I mean? It's always those hoax or whatever. But
yeah, there are those hoax where people are like, because I can't tell you how many times Andy Dick has died.
Yeah.
I can't tell you how many times they've killed off Bill Cosby. And for some reason, the latest one is John Goodman. John Goodman dies every other month on social media. So you were in a store, you were in line waiting for something when you got the news.
Yeah, and then right away I always go to CNN's like my, if something's big, I'm like, CNN will have it.
Sure.
So I went to CNN, and sure enough, right there in the front.
How did your father come to learn of it?
Father-in-law? I don't know. It's probably on Facebook or something, because I mean, obviously it was all over Facebook.
Sure.
So then that was my second thing. I went on there and started reading all over, and usually if like TMZ or somebody says it, which... Before, TMZ was always like the Inquirer to me, but now I feel they're pretty legit.
Yeah,
you know what I mean?
They almost have some credence now.
Yeah.
They almost have some credence. Lip, where were you when you learned of the...
I was at work, and we had the radio playing. It was, I think, news talk or sports talk. I don't know.
Sure.
But it was on, and then next thing you know, they're like, we just got this news that, you know, Prince is dead, 57 years old. He just died. I'm like, what? I was just, like, shocked, you know. I was like, Prince, really?
Yeah.
Dead, 57? Wow. That's, like, too young. For
way too young. Way too young. Well, Orly hipped me to it. Orly sent me a text message and said, hey, we're going to have to play some Prince music on the next show because Prince has died. And I'm like...
I tweeted it to you.
Oh, yeah, you tweeted it. Yeah, and I'm like, what?
Yeah, when I saw your reaction, I was like, oh, he must not have known yet.
I had no clue. I was in my office at that place that I don't want to be, and this came across the board, and then I kid you not, within 3 minutes after you tweeted me this, I heard someone down the hallway outside my office say, Prince is dead. And I'm like, that fast, you know?
Yeah.
You know, and I mean, we're buried down into the middle of this building where we have like next to nothing of a cell phone signal. And it really hit me hard. And my mind instantly, like you, Philip, is like, nah, this isn't possible. He was just in a show 2 days ago.
Yeah.
He had just performed 2 days ago. Mm-hmm. And
it's not like he was like one of these one-hit wonder guys. He was like always popular. You know what I mean? He's been popular. Since
his career is older than us, Orly.
Yeah.
His career is older than us because his first album came out, I believe, in 77, 78. That's how long Prince has been relevant. He's mm-hmm. always been Prince. I mean, he's a music icon, a trendsetter. I mean, you just when you think of him, I mean, I've never been like an outwardly open fan of Prince, uh-huh. but he was on my bucket list to see live, and I'm not a big concert goer. He and Whitney Houston and Michael Jackson were my bucket list of celebrities that I want to see, and they're all gone. I've had the opportunity to meet Whitney Houston back when I was a little younger, maybe cool. 10 or so years ago, when she was filming Waiting to Excel here in Scottsdale, Arizona. So I've had a chance to meet her, but I never saw her in concert. But that was when she was doing the whole movie thing, but I never had the opportunity to see Prince. And that kind of really sucks. And what's so interesting about Prince, that Prince would come to a city 2 days before, send it out on Facebook or Twitter or some type of social media, say, hey, I'm going to do this concert, impromptu concert at this little place. And it's got, you know, 250 seats, 500 seats or whatever. And he would just come and he would just perform. And you'd have to buy tickets. And the tickets would be really expensive because it would be such a small venue. Yeah. But that's what set him apart. Part of what set him apart, because he would just do those little spur of the moment things. You know, he could sell out a stadium easily.
Yeah, easily. I mean, arenas, stadiums.
Everybody remembers him doing the Super Bowl halftime show mm-hmm. in the pouring rain. You know, so when Orly tweeted me this, I immediately took the social media. I'm Googling, you know, I got two computers in front of me. I got my phone going. I'm trying to find out everything that's going on. They got breaking news. Of course, all the TV trucks are immediately flooding into Minneapolis in front of his home. And details were just leaking out when it first came. And the one detail, and I don't know, because this kind of really hit me. And I don't know if it's just because I'm still in the environment mentally of death after saying goodbye to Grandma Oli just last month. Mm-hmm. But this really hit me, and we share our lives here. I shed a tear. Okay. A tear came to the eye when I was reading all of this breaking news about Prince dying at 57. And it just really, really affected me. And so I'm sitting in my office. Luckily, my blinds were closed on my door. And my windows, and I'm kind of, I wasn't bawling, but you know, maybe just because I'm still sensitive to death right now. So 57 years old. And then what really brought on the waterworks was the fact that he died a way that I fear dying alone. I don't think there's anything sadder than someone passing away alone. You're thinking Prince, every time we see him out in public, he's got an entourage of people. There's fans around him. There's his handlers around him. There's whoever, always somebody around him. But Prince was very good at keeping his private life private.
Yeah.
So he was home alone and died. And it was his manager or someone that found him. That's my biggest fear. And that really ruined me when I read that. And I'm like, please tell me that this is just some spin, some new spin. But nope, that was made proof, was proven when the sheriff guy was doing his little press interview. And he was saying that, yes, he was found alone. He was home alone in an elevator or whatever like that. And of course, you know, now we are a week removed and they've had the memorial service from what I understand. And of course now all the speculation is coming out that it was prescription yeah. drugs, that he was on painkillers because of his hip surgery. The dude was so fluid moving on stage just 2 days before all this. And then speculation about why his plane had to land on the way back from his concert, emergency landing and all this other stuff. And I mean, of course, you know, the toxicology report takes 14 years to come out.
Yeah.
I don't understand that.
I think they said cocaine was found in the system now too.
See, there's just a whole, everybody's just speculating at this point, but it really just messed me up.
I see what you're saying though. I feel there's people that and I think it's just if it's somebody that was not necessarily just popular, but somebody that to you, obviously they kind of meant something to you. Like you said, Prince, you know, you've kind of been a fan or whatever. Like, for instance. Always.
And we've had a very, not to cut you off, we had a very close connection to him through Nick West.
Yeah.
You know, like I said, she worked directly with him. She shared some beautiful stories about interactions with him and encounters with him on the show.
Yeah, like when Michael Jackson died. Like, even though it's, I mean, like, let's say Drake died. I'd probably be like, oh, Drake died. No, but Michael Jackson was kind of like,
yeah.
You're kind of like, man, it sucks. Michael Jackson died because we grew up listening to him, you know. Same thing with, I don't know, this is probably weird, Mr. Rogers. When Mr. Rogers died, I was kind of like, man, that sucks. Mr. Rogers died.
Yeah. It's like, you would have never, you know, never expected it.
Yeah.
Especially at 57. And he was still in his prime. He was still performing. He was still touring. He was still writing music. You know what I mean? And what he went through to get off of his Warner Brothers label, changing his name to the artist formerly known as Prince.
Yeah.
You know, there's a whole lot of stories behind that, but I don't want to compare myself to Prince, but the way he handles his business is kind of similar to the way that I handle my business. You know what I mean? I keep my relationships or lack thereof. I play those really close to the vest. You know what I mean? We come in here, we spitball. It's all an entertaining show, and we share parts of our lives. But then there are also parts of us that, you know, we don't bring onto the microphone. And those are the parts that I play close to the vest. You know what I mean? That inner person of you. And that was what Prince was a master at doing. He was the most androgynous sexual person we've ever seen. No one knew if he was gay. No one knew if he was straight. No one knew if he was bi. No one knew if he just had like the G.I. Joe nether regions where it was just a lump. You know what I mean? No one knew. And you know what? No one ever really pried into his personal life that deep. He wasn't married. He had no kids. He's me. I'm Prince.
You are Prince.
I'm not married, but I have kids. And it's like, you know, at 57, Lip, you're going to end up finding me in my house when you come over and visit twice a year. I'll be decomposed by the time you get there, but you'll find me.
Hopefully he has clothes on, Lip.
No chance. Well, I don't have, no, I'm sorry. No elevator jokes. But it really messed me up. And I think it might just be in part that just 4-5 weeks ago, I said goodbye to my own grandma.
Yeah.
You know, so it just really, and then, Lip, if you will, I know we're up on a break. If you would take to the internet right now and just find a list of all the celebrities that have passed away in 2016. Has 2016 not sucked?
Yeah.
For celebrity deaths?
Yep.
It has completely been a horrid year.
I got to find, there was a tweet somebody retweeted that somebody else had posted like a month ago, maybe said, I bet you Prince dies within a month or something. It was something weird. It was like pretty creepy.
That sucks.
And it was like they actually had the timestamp and everything. And it was like, okay, that's weird.
Was it you? Well, Lip is looking that up. Was that you that posted on your Facebook page that says, "Dear God, if you give us back Prince, Michael, and
Prince and
Whitney or something like that, we will give you like
Merle
Kardashians and stuff like that."
Yeah, yes. We'll give you Kanye, Kardashians, Justin Bieber.
Justin Bieber. I mean, that's what my argument was a few days later. It's like, God, who are we left with? Who are we going to be left with? And you know, and I unfortunately did the one thing that I should not have done early. I was calling out like, okay, who's next? You know, Lady K off Twitter. And it's only April and we've lost all these celebrities. Yeah. Celebrity deaths in 2016 would probably be the Googleable search there. Oh, wondering Lip fingers over there just trying to figure out, what do I do?
That's what I did, but this internet's like...
We can't have problems with the internet in the studio too, as far as I'm having problems with the internet. We got Cox here too, Jesus. But it has completely sucked. And then the Everybody Loves Raymond lady.
Oh, yeah.
Gone.
Mom. And but there's been a lot of people. Merle Haggard, he's a country singer, if you don't know.
Merle Haggard, gone. And then I just think about 2016 has been just a horrible of a year for celebrity deaths.
I got a whole list of them right here. I don't know if they're really famous or not.
For 2016?
Yeah.
Let's see. He will. I don't know what that means.
Natalie Cole?
Oh, that was 2016.
Was that this year too?
Yeah, I think so.
It was. Natalie Cole, unforgettable.
I mean, just celebrities in general.
Craig Strickland.
I'm not sure who that is. You know who that is?
No, Patton Oswalt's wife died. I mean, she's not an artist, but...
She's not an artist, but I'm familiar with Patton Oswalt through the Michael Mara show.
Pat Harrington Jr.?
Pat Harrington Jr.? I'm not sure who that is.
That's one of those.
But Patton Oswalt's wife, just the day after. And Prince died on the 90th birthday of Queen Elizabeth.
Crazy.
How over...
David Bowie?
David Bowie. David Bowie is definitely a big name. Just sucks for 2016, man.
There's a lot. Jeez, there's a ton of people.
It's ridiculous. Yeah. What the hell is going on with 2016, man?
I mean, these ones that are like 94, they were bound to go. But,
okay, yeah, but we're losing some good ones, man. Let's just think about it in the music world. We don't have Michael. We don't have Whitney. And now we don't have Prince. And unfortunately, I may or may not have jinxed it, and I hope I'm going to...
By putting on your list.
Knock on wood. But I said, I think in a tweet or on After the Levels, my blog, who's next? Aretha? Patti LaBelle? We're losing all the great ones, man. And here's the thing that's really
Bruce
pisses
Springsteen.
Me.
For some reason, he came in my mind the other day. I was like, I don't know why Springsteen.
Same thing. And then here's the thing. Stevie Wonder? Who's next?
Oh, Wonder. I love Stevie Wonder.
We keep losing the great ones, man. And we're going to be left with who?
Stop putting people on your bucket list.
Ariana Grande?
Hey,
Justin Bieber?
He could go.
Who, Kanye?
Kanye could go.
I mean, dang, man, what the hell?
Put Kanye on your bucket list.
I want to go to a Kanye concert.
Maybe he'll be gone.
Jeez, we're just left with the most vapid people I have. I mean, it's a sad day for music world, man.
Yep.
And then here's the funny thing is that there's a lot of young people that work in the department adjacent to mine at that place that I don't like to go to every day. And I walked in there and they were like, do you know who this Prince character is? And I'm like, yeah.
Otis Clay
character.
Otis Clay. That's a famous one. Like, do you know who this Prince character is? And I'm like, yeah. I'm like, do you? She's like, no, I've never heard of him. These are 20-something-year-old kids.
You would think, though, because, I mean, he's still popular, though. You know what I mean?
He is still popular, but these youngins had no clue. It was all the old school folks that knew about Prince.
You should have said,
So I asked him, I said, what do you know about Michael Jackson? They're like, well, he was a kid toucher, right? It's a generation, man.
Yes.
It's a generation. It's a sad, sad, horrible thing. He influenced so many people, Prince, including our friend Nick West. And my condolences go out to Nick West because I knew how close she was to him. And I would love to, you know, I've reached out to her personally and I would like to reach out to her here on the show. Nick, I would like to give you a platform to come on and speak of this when you feel the time is right. And just the whole idea of how he died. And I know over the next few weeks we're going to get details. The toxicology report, which I don't understand why the toxicology report takes forever. Haven't they seen Bones? They had that toxicology report out in 2-3 weeks. One episode, 1 hour they had.
Oh, that was it Fife Dog or Fief Dog, that rapper guy? He just died.
Yeah, that well, rappers don't.
Frank Sinatra Jr.
Frank Sinatra Jr. The Sinatra. This year sucks. Who's next? Corey Blaze? Oh.
Joey Feek, that country singer, she passed away of cancer. She was young.
Yeah, she was young.
40 years old.
It's a terrible thing, man. That's why, you know what? I think I'm going to take on, like, Lady K. Lady K is, she will hop on a plane in a minute to go see Gavin DeGraw. I think I'm going to have to start doing that. When these artists start that I want to see, I need to just make the way and get to see them because they're dropping like flies.
Yeah. Guy from Earth, Wind & Fire, Maurice White.
They're dropping like flies, man. This is ridiculous. Mm. What's going on in 2016? This is the year of celebrity death.
That sucks.
Aren't you glad you're not a celebrity?
I am glad.
I'm glad I'm not a celebrity either.
Jefferson Airplane guy.
It sucks, and I'm sorry to get so morbid at the opening of the show, but we had to cover it because it was... Were you a big Prince fan, Orly?
I would say I was a bigger fan when I was younger.
Yeah.
But I still like... I mean, I like his music, and now that I hear them playing like the greatest... hits, you realize, like, damn, he had a lot of hits.
Really,
and
then
at one station, they were playing songs that he also just wrote for other artists. And there was, like, a lot of songs.
You never even realized that. That's so Cyndi Lauper music he wrote.
Yeah, and
he was like the baby. He was like the quiet baby face.
Yeah.
Wrote hundreds of thousands of songs that were hits that no one ever knew. And another thing that I learned to pillage off of something that the Michael Mara gave out,
he would, in Minneapolis, there would be like a school up the street. He would just go up and give them $10,000, give them $50,000, give them $100,000. No media coverage, no social media plugs, no nothing. He would just do it and go back to his house.
That's cool.
He was that influential, and just, and there was just a level of him that we just never saw, because he didn't want that praise. He wanted you to pay him for what he did on stage. He didn't care. He never made a scene about his charitable givings. He was just that general of a guy. I mean, that just a loss. Yeah. I feel almost worse about this than I did with Whitney Houston. And one last note before we go to break. I did a Whitney Houston tribute music show.
Okay.
Couldn't do one for Prince because of the music service that we pay for, that we use music on this show for, didn't have Prince's music. He was one of the artists that didn't have it because Prince controlled all of his music. So a lot of his digital music is not available where you think it would be.
So they would have been all covers.
They would have been all covers, or they would have been some little girl. Yeah, you two, some little girl with a guitar singing, you know, Purple Rain, Purple Rain. All right, well, we'll funny it back up on the other side of this break, folks. Thanks for indulging us for a while, because Orly went to a foreign country, and then he went to another foreign country, also known as California.
Yeah.
And then I think his son is peeing all over the place. So we'll be right back with more fun and more thrills right here on Fat Guy Radio Show. You know what? I'm just going to have to get a whole new computer. I mean, it locked up again. I can't even get to the little break reads. Who's this? Oh! I know who this is, Orly. Whose spot is this? Namazon, right?
Oh.
Is it Amazon Lip?
What?
Thanks for paying attention there.
Stretching out real quick.
Well, yes, it is Amazon, folks. This portion of the show is brought to you by Amazon and Amazon Mother's Day gifts. That special day is coming up for your mother. It's coming up for your mother, May 8th. Am I reading the right one?
Here. Oh, pass that along.
Pass that over here, please, Lip. Thank you very much, Orly. Stellar operation we have here. Hey! It's Mother's Day season, folks. I'm a slave to the script. Mother's Day season. If you've got a mother out there, you're going to need a gift. And Amazon Mother's Day deals is exactly what the doctor ordered. Everything from flowers to tech, hair care to housewares. If you think of it, Amazon's got it. But if you say you can't come up with something and what to get your dear old mother, this is where Amazon's Mother's Day deals do the work for you. Just browse the gift ideas section. Amazon will have all the latest gift ideas from A to Z. You can't miss it. Get your dear old mother something special. And fathers, don't forget that your wife is a mother too. So no matter what the occasion, Amazon has what you need, and you can get it through the Amazon banners on FatGuyRadioShow.com or through the Shop Now button on our Facebook cover photo. Amazon, the number one way we power this here showdown, boy. This is showdown.
Yeah.
Lady K just totally lost her stream. Sorry, Lady K. We're still operating here. All right, folks, back to the showdy. Whoa, whoa, whoa. So, in the land of Orly, ladies and gentlemen, let's take a trip to the land of Orly. That's not the land of Orly music. I apologize for that.
That was a dookie drop. That was a random dookie drop.
You know what? There's nothing worse than a random dookie drop. You know what I'm saying? So, Orly, you hit the road and beat cheeks. And pretty much been trend setting and jet setting around the country, brother.
Been everywhere.
Everywhere and anywhere. And we have been, thank God it's back. Thank God you're back, Lady K. And you can also live tweet us at Fat Guy Radio Show. If you follow us and we follow you, you can DM us. Direct message. So, Orly, how has your excursion been, man? You first went to Mexico where we told you not to go. Because it was going to be horrible. How was that experience, or where do you want to start to bring us up to speed on your entire last almost 4 weeks now?
Yeah, we were on the road and the air and on everywhere for almost 4 weeks. Yeah.
On the road again.
Mexico, it was not as bad as I thought it was going to be.
The whole arrangement?
The whole arrangement.
The whole wedding scene?
Yeah.
Traveling with two kids?
Traveling was the toughest thing, getting through the airport. I mean, because I'm here carrying car seats across the airport because obviously my one-year-old and now three-year-old, his birthday was yesterday. Happy birthday.
Happy birthday, mini-old.
Yeah. Lee. They can't carry anything, so they were...
You got to learn them.
Yeah.
You got to learn them how to carry. Oh. You got to teach kids to be pack mules.
Yeah, so I'm carrying car seats and not... I'd never been out of the country flying. I didn't know... Well, I guess I don't think it makes a difference, but you have to fill out, like, paperwork on a plane, like customs paperwork.
Yeah,
and it's like,
all that, man. All that's got to happen.
Four-hour flight.
They don't make it easy.
Yeah, and a four-hour flight with a... Get on a plane with two kids for a four-hour flight. You have a lot of people staring at you.
You know what they're saying when they're staring at you? They're like, this dude, his life sucks.
But no, overall, they were good. And people were actually... It's funny because at the end of the flight, people were like, they did so great. They were probably like so excited.
They didn't
like,
scream or cry because of the altitude changing.
My son cried for like
popping
a minute like when we were landing. Yeah, I think that's what it was from. And you feel bad. It's
the
like...
The G-forces.
Yeah. But other than that, they did good. But as far
so
as the,
how did you keep your kid from crying on the plane? Just put your hand.
Took like a backpack full of snacks. Yeah.
Shut up. Shut up. Keep down,
we just took a lot of snacks and stuff. Snacks and iPads and.
So he just put snacks in his mouth while he was crying?
Yeah, like right when he was getting ready to cry, he's still cooking his mouth.
Hey. Would you do that to me if I started crying? Just throw a cookie
just bring
in
my... Random snacks.
Random snacks.
Yeah.
All right.
Now,
so...
California. Should I move on to that?
Oh, yeah. So you went to the wedding. Was the wedding beautiful?
Wedding was nice.
It was great.
Congrats to Justin Erica. Yeah, it was awesome.
Okay.
Mexico, Blue Beach. I'd only seen it on
did you DJ?
Movies. Did
yeah.
I DJ?
Yeah, what happened with the DJ thing?
Oh, no. Somebody came. Somebody showed up.
The hotel did what the hotel was supposed to do.
The resort.
Was it Lil D?
No. Oh, okay. I was waiting for Lil D.
Because he was planning on buying a plane ticket because he asked me for my credit card number. And I'm like, hell no, I ain't falling for that again.
Yeah, no, the Mexico
trip. For the third time.
Overall, pretty cool.
It was better than you expected it to be.
Yeah, it went smoother than I expected.
All right, well, good enough.
All worked out.
So then you get back from Mexico, pretty much stop in Phoenix for a cup of coffee, and then you're off again.
Yep, this time. In a car with two kids.
Oh,
little different.
That's a test of a marriage right there.
Oh, yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Lip, would you wake the hell up?
Trying.
Did he just nod off?
He totally did. He just went to sleep. Did you see that?
I did.
Lip, you don't wake your ass up. We over here doing a show.
You had a week off and you're still tired?
Yeah.
You had a week off. You ain't done nothing. Orly has been to the fountain and back. And your little ass ain't done nothing but tighten a couple of bolts and screws and move some dirt. Wake your ass up. All right, Orly. Back to your California.
No, California on the road with two kids is a little bit more tough because you got kids screaming. You got... Yeah. That was more like... I think they held out on the Mexico trip. They didn't want
they
people
just,
to stare at us.
They
so
were
they,
stockpiling
they,
it for when you're in the car.
On the way to California. But I kept using Disneyland as like, do you want to go to Disneyland? We could cancel this right now.
Oh.
You know? Even though he's only two, that was kind of mean. But it was like, do you want to see Mickey or not? And he's like, Mickey Mouse. And I'm like, okay.
Are they young? Do they understand? Well, I know the probably baby girl doesn't. But
no, she's only one.
Do they understand? Now, you know the argument that I had about a one-year-old and a three-year-old going to Disneyland.
Yeah, a lot of people do. My thing I say is, because a lot of people say, they're not even going to remember it, or they're not old enough to enjoy it.
So other people were saying
free,
it too?
But they're free. Now, if he was 4 years old, maybe it'd be a little different. But he actually understands a lot. He loves Mickey Mouse, Minnie. He knows all the characters. So, I mean, it's not like we spent extra money
you might
to take them.
Mute
you know
this
what I mean?
Channel here at Lip. So, but were you able to have any fun?
Yeah. I mean, we didn't go
How
on any
could
big
you?
Rides, but...
But did you want to?
Nah, not really.
What the hell did you go then for?
Take my kids.
All right.
Like a good dad and good mom. We took them.
There
we got
go,
a ride with them.
This is for you, Orly. Of course. Why can't they just put up the song? Well, it's got to be some old fat hag talking behind the bit. All right. Sorry. You didn't want to go on any rides or have any fun?
We went on rides. It's Small World. You could take them on your
That's
lap.
That's a boat!
Yeah. But I mean,
and the water's like a foot deep because when I got my big ass in that thing, the boat went to the bottom.
Disneyland only has like two adult rides, anyways, but Matterhorn and what Space Mountain or whatever.
I thought you had Park Hopper passes.
No, we just did Disneyland. We changed it up.
Oh man, well that's where all the adult rides were.
No, I don't know. Everybody says California Adventure just as much for kids now, but.
All right,
no, but what was good is it is a little funny though, because some rides they're like, you're distracted. You're making me happy. It's all coming back to me again. No, some rides they're like, so I have my 1-year-old in my lap. In one ride we got on the Roger Rabbit ride, I think they go, no lap riders. You're gonna have to put her next to you. She's one. She's like,
oh, the Roger Rabbit in Toontown.
Yeah, and she's only 17 and a half pounds. She's tiny.
That's a butterball.
So I'm holding her, but she's next to me, and she's like. Sliding off over the place, and the ride's like spinning. She wasn't like,
it's a little cars.
Yeah.
It's little cars.
But she's like sliding around on a little butt, like with little diapers.
She didn't get. she didn't. Orly comes out the other end. Man, that was the greatest ride ever. Where's the baby? she just slid out. She's in Jessica Rabbit's lap.
Yeah, but for being kids' rides, we all noticed one thing. Some of those rides are actually kind of scary.
Yeah, they are.
Like creepy scary.
Yeah.
Like very dark. Dark like no light, but dark as in like. Evil.
There's even a part of the Roger Rabbit where you get into like the gangster area.
Yeah.
And it's kind of loud and it's kind of dark and the lights are blinking. And I would think that that would kind of, you know, like shock a kid.
Yeah. There's some like Sleeping Beauty, I think it was. It was like Sleeping Beauty's Scary Castle or something. Like literally the name of the ride. And it's like, I'm covering my son's eyes. I'm like, it's okay. Don't look at this part. And it's like these evil witches and like.
Did you go through The Little Mermaid?
No.
I think The Little Mermaid may have been at California Adventures.
Yeah, probably. I don't.
Because The Little Mermaid, it was fun. It was cute. You got Thumper and you got, you know, it's dancing. It's Little Mermaid. She's swimming all over the place and it's beautiful. And then you come around the corner to Ursula and you got this cartoon building size hag and she's purple and then there's thunder. It was a little shocking to me. And I'm like, Jesus, this is a kid's ride?
That's how they all do it. They start off like with happy music and all of a sudden it gets dark and it's like,
yeah.
Because every movie has a bad character.
It does. And then what about Nemo?
Did you take the submarine. Nemo? Yeah.
That was actually cool. Kind of cool. Except I could understand how the big shark would have been a little scary.
Yeah.
But what I liked about the Nemo ride was a dude that was standing up in the middle of the whole boat.
Oh, where you could just see them from the waist down?
Yeah.
I just wanted to go up and flick him right in the.
I was just staring at his junk the whole time. That's what I was doing. I wasn't even looking at what was going on. The technology there is phenomenal what they utilize. But you probably spent most of your time in Toontown.
Yeah, no, we did everything. We did Toontown. We did.
Did you get to Star Wars?
No.
Tours.
We didn't do Star Tours. The line was too long. It wasn't because of the kids. The lines are crazy for that. That's right.
Everything was lines are crazy. Even when you go on the Toontown, the lines are crazy.
That wasn't bad. That was our first stop the second day because. The line to meet Mickey Mouse was one of the longest lines in the whole park.
Did you get a chance to meet Mickey?
Yes.
You didn't download the... Oh, I didn't tell you about the app. You could have downloaded the Disneyland app, and it would have given you heads up.
I did have the app.
To see where the characters are going to pop up at. Yeah. That was pretty cool, because we ended up catching Disney. I went during the Halloween festival, and we ended up catching Mickey right as you were coming in to the park, right outside of... Small Town or whatever the hell that place was called.
Okay.
And we caught him right there. And we caught Minnie, too.
We caught Mickey and Minnie together there. We were just standing there. And all of a sudden, all these, like, security come running up to protect them. And people start lining up. Like, maybe 5-7 people. And all of a sudden, all these people come. And I tell my wife, get in line. She's like, why? I'm like, I don't know. Get in line. Something cool is going to happen.
Get in line. It's California. Get in line.
And then literally, Mickey and Minnie come out. And it was like, oh, cool. Let's stay in line.
Did you see anything weird at Disneyland?
Just the adults dressing weird, like
no,
characters.
Like, just weird. I was at Disneyland when I went. I don't know why I'm whispering.
It's creepy.
Because they're
creepy.
Listening.
Because you never say anything bad about Disneyland. Yeah. You never say anything bad about Oprah. When I was at Disneyland, there was a CNI dog that was walking through the park. We were coming around where you could have little private parties.
Okay.
I don't want to say Cinderella's castle, but it was basically a place where you can go and you can rent it out, and it's astronomically expensive. And we were, there was a dog that had pooped. And I literally saw this dog walking with the turd. The turd was pretty much prairie dogging out the dog's ass, right? And I'm like,
that's gonna plop at any moment. You know what I mean? And I'm elbowing my kid in the ribs and everything. You know, he's like 9. He didn't care. He was like, "Ooh, something shiny." So I'm like elbowing. I'm like, look, dude, that dog's gonna poop in the happiest place on earth. They do take a poop. And it was like a CNI dog or a guard dog. I forget. So the poop falls out the dog's bloop, right on the magical bricks. And it was right off Main Street. Bloop, right there. I kid you not. I S you not. A Disneyland employee appeared out of nowhere and stood over the poop. The 1 foot on one side of the poop, another foot on the other side of the poop. The poop was right between his legs, and he stood there and smiled the entire time and ushered people around the poop. I look down. I'm like, you got to look at this. And I'm standing there. You know what I mean? I got my big, huge cartoon sized lollipop, and I got my Mickey ears on. And I'm like, look at this. And as soon as I elbowed AJ to tell him to look over there, I look back up there, and there was another dude that was out there, and he was smiling, and he swept the poop up. And then another little girl came out of God knows where and mopped the poop up. And then the guy that was standing over it originally reached into his back pocket, pulled out a towel, went down and buffed where the poop had landed, and poof, it was gone. And all that happened in less than 60 seconds.
Were people staring?
No, because it was so fast. In less than 60 seconds. It's magical because I don't know where those people came from.
I bet you it was the happiest poop on earth.
It was the happiest poop on earth. Disneyland is ran by aliens.
Yeah.
Those people are aliens.
We were wondering, where's the police or where's security? And somebody said they're all undercover.
They are all undercover.
So then we started thinking, my wife's like, I bet you that's a cop.
Yeah, you started playing
that game.
I'm like,
that kid's wearing Mickey ears. He's not a cop.
They are there. You see, the ones that you can tell are the ones with the jackets on. But they are dressed up. It's been proven. They are dressed up as regular people. The person that you could be standing in line to get a little funnel cake could be carrying a gun.
I wonder if any characters are. I wonder if, like, Daisy Duck is like a, is that her name?
Yeah.
Daisy, yeah. She's like a...
Or maybe it's Mickey, and then Mickey's security is that when something goes down, Mickey ears just flip back and two M80s pop out on top of it. He's like, yeah, eat lead, mother truckers!
I can picture him throwing off his head, and as it flies in the air, he like pulls out two guns from the side.
And it's all in slow motion and everything. Yeah. He's diving to save the kid from falling and drowning in the 3 feet of water that's It's a Small World. You know what I'm saying?
Walt's Angels. They all come out and they're like...
Lip, have you ever been to Disneyland?
No.
That's why you have had nothing to add to this conversation.
Exactly.
Oh, man. I got to take you to Disneyland, but I can't.
I know you can't.
Not anymore.
Because you're broke.
No, I'm not broke. You are. And you know why you broke. Oh!
He's awake now.
Lip did done it, but we're not going to tell you because it's not ready to be told. Can we talk about it?
Sure.
Okay, we won't. All right, we'll be right back on Fat Car Radio. Sure. All right, welcome back to the show. Whoa, our body. I tell you about it every week, and yet I still see your Facebook party pictures with you holding your nasty carcinogen-laden tar-rolled tobacco sticks. I see my friends partying, or my Facebook friends partying, drinking, having a good time, making the duck face in their little selfies, and they got a cigarette in one hand and a Bud Light in the other. I'm like, what the hell are you doing? Why are you still smoking those things?
Why are you getting stinky fingers?
And I ask myself, huh? Why the hell haven't they made the switch? Why haven't you made the switch, huh? And are you scared? Do you think that electronic cigarettes don't work? Well, listen, if you're scared, there's no reason to be. Halo Cigs is not a tobacco company turned e-cig manufacturer. They're not Benson and Hedges or Marlboro saying, hey, everybody wants batteries at the end of their cigarettes. Let's go ahead and put a battery at the end of our tobacco. It's not that. Halo Cigs understands that you might be scared, so they pride themselves on making the switch easy. It's so easy. You can live chat with them right on their website about what might work best for you when you switch. I've switched to Halo Cigs and I've never been more pleased. Styles and flavors for all to enjoy. Get started today through the Halo Cigs banner on FatGuyRadioShow.com. The switch is easy. I did it. You can too. And it's not. And if you're not a smoker, I understand a lot of people don't smoke. They listen to the show. But if you know someone that does smoke, it's a perfect avenue for you to get them to switch. You got a family or a friend that comes over to your house and visits with you, and they walk in the house and they smell like a 5 o'clock train to Pittsburgh. Get them a Halo Cigs e-liquid.
direct them to fatguyradioshow.com/sponsor. Click on the Halo 6 and boom, it's right there. And if they don't know what will work best for them, there's a little chat feature right there in the corner. And you can chat with Halo 6 and say, hey, they'll ask you, what do you smoke now? What type of brand do you smoke now? What type of flavor do you smoke now? And there's something for everybody. And if you're a beginner light smoker, there's a G6 model. If you're a heavy smoker, they've got the Reactor. And in the middle, if you're kind of like in the middle, you got the Triton Tank system like I have. Get started today. Halo 6. The switch is easy. I'm vaping, baby. Halo 6. I wasn't on the band, so I'm not going to play it. Where are we at? Are we on the, oh my God, it's trailer talk, isn't it?
Yeah.
Oh, man, I wasn't even ready. Well, Orly, was there anything else that you'd like to share about your excursion while I gear up for trailer talk?
It was fun. It was fun overall, challenging, because I have a kid potty trained also, and that's always fun in the car. You have to pull over every,
How was your car? I remember you took it in for maintenance.
Oh yeah.
Pinch poke, you owe me a Coke, a punch in the eye. What?
Are you dying?
Hey, I'm back, so I guess all's good.
But the fact that you called me when you were on the 8 coming back in from California and saying, hey, Corey, anyway, you can send one of your multiple vehicles to come pick us up. We're stranded outside of Christmas, Arizona or whatever. Hey, did you stop in Dayton?
I don't think so. What is that?
I told Dayton? You. I sent you a text message. I said, stop in Dayton, Arizona and have yourself a Dayton shake.
Oh, yeah. No.
Dayton, Arizona, for context, it's a little small little town where if you blink, you'll miss it. I mean, it's literally 4 trailers and a Texaco station. That's all that Dayton is, but they have the best shakes ever. They used to have a restaurant there. They've modernized and remodeled everything. They used to have a restaurant there that had the best jalapeno burger I've ever had, and they don't serve that anymore. But they have the Dayton shakes there, and they have the prickly pear cactus shake, and it is to die for. It's on the 8 between Yuma and Gila Bend.
Did I come that way?
You came on the 8 if you were... No, you would have came the 10.
Yeah, the 10.
That's probably why. Yeah, if you were on the 8, that's San Diego trip.
Okay.
If you were going to L.A. or Anaheim, where Disneyland is, you would have taken the 10, so you didn't see the 8. You should have kept going and went down to the 8.
I was just ready to get home.
You know what? I think that's what I'm going to do this weekend.
Go get a shake?
Yeah. Go on a road trip. Lip, your life is over, so you can't go anywhere anymore. I think we're going to go on a road trip. I think it'd be nice. I've been itching to go on a road trip forever, and rental cars are like really expensive, really inexpensive this weekend because there's nothing going on.
Really? Even with all the graduations?
Even with all the graduations. Because graduations, people are anticipating that not too many people are going to travel into the state that are going to need rides because they're going to travel into the state and they're just going to get rides to the people that are here.
Exactly.
You know what I'm saying? Mm. Where the rental cars are going to go up is when that Comic-Con thing kicks off.
Oh, like next month.
Yes. Which I have some breaking news about Comic-Con. I'm going to share this real quick because I know we're supposed to be getting to trailer talk, but I'm going to break this right here. I had a cameo in a web series that has not been released because it's been shopped around to film festivals produced by our partner company, Like Minds Creative, who have done a lot of early Fat Guy Radio Show commercials that you can see on YouTube. But I had a walk-on role in this project called The Thrill of the Kill. And I get killed in one of the web episodes by a little girl that's selling Girl Scout cookies. It's really kind of like one of those obscure indie type films, you know what I'm saying? The film in totality is slated to show at the Phoenix Comic Con. The director, our buddy, you've met him, Flippius, Mike Kirchhoff, director and owner of Like Minds Creative, texted me this weekend and said, hey, Thrill of the Kill has been picked up to be played at the Phoenix Comic Con.
That's cool.
Wow. That is freaking amazing.
You're going to get famous.
I'm going to get killed at Phoenix Comic Con.
By a little girl.
I do. I get killed by... I play this Texas Longhorn oil tycoon business character. And I think I tweeted out some pictures when we taped it. And this was probably, you know, a little over a year ago.
Is it on YouTube or anything?
They have not released the web series on YouTube because Michael didn't want to put it on YouTube because he's shopping it around.
Okay.
And so I'll see if we can maybe get a version of it that we can share up on our after levels, up on our news page. Okay. Fat Guy Radio Show. I'll reach out to Michael and see. But it was it's pretty cool, and I was really excited about it. So, potty training the little guy?
Yeah.
How's that going? You putting little Cheerios? Oh, crap. Really? All right. We're going to have to cut bitch then.
Oh.
That was a quick. I forgot. That's a really hard break because I couldn't see Lip's counter on his computer over there because his computer screen is black.
Yeah. It's all right.
No, it's going good.
It's going good? It's you putting Cheerios in the toilet?
Yeah, we're putting everything in the toilet. So is he. And some not on the toilet.
Well, by the time we go to 5 days a week show, you'll be ready to leave those kids exactly. For 5 days a week. Because you know what they say, time apart makes the heart grow fonder. You know what I'm saying? And that works for kids, too. Because I love leaving my teenagers. Because they're cute and cuddly, and you snuggle bug with them now, Orly. But trust me, they grow up, and they get hairy, and they start having ideas. They want to change stuff. Got an opinion. Disagreeable.
As long as they stop pooping on the floor.
Oh, God. Hey.
Like that dog.
I'm 30-something years old, and I haven't stopped pooping on the floor. All right, folks. You're listening to Fat Guy Radio Show. On the other side of this break, we'll try to sandwich in trailer talk and bitch because I ranted on about it. All right, listen to Fat Guy Radio Show. We'll be right back. All right, folks, nothing is better than a good story. A good story. Am I right, fellas?
You are right.
Yes.
I know. Orly, you probably got your babies. Hey, you read them bedtime stories, right?
Of course, every
do you,
day.
You remember your parents reading bedtime stories to you? I do. I remember my parents reading bedtime stories. Audible is kind of the same concept. Snugglebug up at the end of the day. Or while you're out in the park, just kind of relaxing, just detach from reality for a little bit and just fall deeply into an audiobook. You can do that at Audible. And you can get started through audibletrial.com/FGRS. When you go through our link at Audible, we'll give you the first 30 days for free. And your first book will also be on Audible. Shop through the banner on FatGuyRadioShow.com, Audible.com, and Amazon Company. Try it now at audibletrial.com/FGRS or by clicking the Audible banner on FatGuyRadioShow.com. I love that. I was actually listening to an audiobook. I can't remember what. Oh, the original Where the Wild Thing or the original Jungle Book on audio.
Nice.
While I took my little flight excursion. Which flying from here to San Diego is pretty much just null because the moment you get up to cruising altitude, you're landing. I mean, it's not even worth it. I couldn't even click my seatbelt extender quick enough before I was, you know, down in San Diego. But yeah, I did. I know Lady K tweeted that she wanted me to hear about the crazy shenanigans of my flight. There really wasn't much.
Nothing.
It was kind of smooth. I mean, Sky Harbor is Sky Harbor, and Sky Harbor sucks, but you got to go through it. But there was nothing, anything bad or anything weird or anything wacky that came along with the trip. So, all right, ladies and gentlemen, it's a segment that is sweeping the nation. It is time for Trailer Talk.
The movies aren't out. It's the trailers we'll see. It's time for Trailer Talk.
All right, folks, we review the trailers because the trailers are free. And this week's trailer is The Founder, starring Michael Keaton, based on a true story, a biographical film directed by John Lee Hancock and written by Robert Siegel, portrays the story of Ray Kroc and his acquisition of McDonald's food chain, set to release in August 2016. Lip?
Yes.
When you're not yawning, what's your take on
the trailer?
The trailer. The Founder.
The Founder.
The Founder.
It seemed kind of interesting to me, I guess.
Mm-hmm.
I guess the way it was, like, the storyline, I guess, how they played it out.
Yeah.
Where they actually showed some details. I guess he kind of put a lot of stuff up just to get that going, you know?
He went through a lot.
He
like well, any business owner
from what it sounds like he like put his house up and some other I don't know but he like basically put a lot up just to start
yeah
what and this he was wanted
the you know? Beginning of McDonald's
yeah
it was
this is when they didn't have like the M
yeah
it was like just the arches
it wasn't the big huge
I feel like when we're doing these that's almost like you know, when you have a book report in school, and like you didn't really read the book, you're kind of just going off the main points. I feel like that's how we give, we have to give these because we don't really see the whole movie, you know?
Yeah.
That reminds me of like, did you read the book? Because you're just like saying all the points you could read on the front of the book.
Yeah, you're just reading the bio, Lip.
No, but that's all you can see anyways. But that's what it reminds me of.
Wasn't he a freaking electrical eel when the, before the show started? As soon as the microphone comes on. I hate you so much. Orly, let's carry the show here. What did you think about The Founder?
It looks pretty cool. The thing that made me laugh kind of is Michael Keaton, his character, kind of reminds me of his character in Beetlejuice. You know, the way he's talking and the way he's kind of, I don't know. Oh. I just kept seeing Beetlejuice.
A little bit, yeah.
Yeah,
a little
but
bit.
No, it looks cool because I'm kind of interested in seeing it to see the, like you said, how the part where they brought up the, he's like, what's that? And they're like, they're golden arches.
Yeah.
Like to see kind of the behind the scenes, how some of the stuff came about happening, you know, but or for instance, how I mean, I guess it's kind of the way they got fast food out of it because there's a part where he says, "We're gonna make burgers in 30 seconds, not 30 minutes." So it's
that was
like, I guess, where fast food kind of started. But I am a little confused. I don't know if I missed something because it's like he's kind of the owner, but then in a way, they start talking about he should be in real estate, not the owner of restaurants. I kind of got thrown off. I don't know what I missed there.
Yeah, I think watching the movie is going to have to explain that a little bit more because I think that that line that they said in the trailer, and of course, as always, we'll have the trailers up on Fat Guy Radio Show's Facebook page. But I think that we probably have to get the backstory to that because he wanted to franchise so much. But I took away that he was losing money on franchising versus because he was renting the land or whatever versus buying the land. I don't know. I think the full movie is going to have to explain that to us.
And he does end up owning them because he's cutting the ribbon at like in front of McDonald's. Yeah, so somehow he does take over and gets his own.
And it was before Ronald McDonald was ever a character.
Oh, yeah. I didn't think of
that. Ronald McDonald didn't come until the later 80s, I believe.
I wonder if they show that in the movie.
Probably so. Probably like the finale or whatever. I saw it, and the first thing that threw me was Michael Keaton. I did not even recognize him.
No?
No. Where the hell has he been?
What's the last thing you've seen of him?
Beetlejuice.
He was in you don't like Will Ferrell, but the movie The Other Guys with Mark Wahlberg.
That's probably why, because I'm not going to go see a Will Ferrell movie.
He's like the police chief, but he also works at Bed Bath & Beyond.
He has aged. Now, he looks good. He looks okay, but he's old.
He's got to be in the 60s.
So. He's got to be up there. I had to watch it three times to say, oh my God, that's Beetlejuice. Because when I think Michael Keaton, I think Beetlejuice.
Yeah. Or Batman.
You know? Or Batman. Yeah, Batman. I did see him in Batman. Batman was after Beetlejuice. But it's been a while since I've seen him in anything.
Yeah.
So I was a little thrown off kilter. I find this interesting, but I'm wondering how much truth is actually going to be in the movie about the story of McDonald's.
Yeah, I guess it depends on whose side they're telling.
Yeah.
Because there's
Are they going to play it out to be a McDonald's Cinderella story? Are they going to play it out to be a McDonald's corporation story?
Yeah.
Where it just took over everything. And because I kind of got the feel that a little bit of the character was he was kind of like a little stuck on himself in a way.
Yeah.
A little vivacious, if you will, with the way that he was coming across. And I don't know if that's the way, but then that was kind of tempered with the fact that they were trying to ostracize him out of McDonald's, and they were trying to lose. They were trying to take McDonald's away from him at some point, but it was kind of like all given to the trailer. But I think they did a very good job in the trailer on not giving us everything.
Yeah, and I'm kind of curious, like, if it wasn't for Michael Keaton, or not Michael Keaton, his character or whatever, buying McDonald's and kind of doing what he did, like it shows in the movie, it looks like it became a big, a big deal.
Yeah.
If it wasn't for him, I wonder if McDonald's still would have, if it would have been what it is today.
That's true.
So I'm curious how he helped it, how he didn't help it,
I don't know. I think I might want to go see this one. Yeah. I might want to go see this one, you know? Mm. Orly, how many poops on the ground do you give it?
I give it 2 poops up. Two underoos full of poop.
Two underoos full of poop. And that's just me and Lip's underoos.
Oh.
Right, Lip?
Yeah.
You'll be dealing with poop in a while. All right. Well, that's this week's trailer talk, everybody, because we review the trailers because the trailers are free. I know that while we're still in the vein of the movies, and we'll move Bitch of the Year. We'll do 2 next week. In the vein of movies, I was really excited about The Jungle Book.
Oh.
Well,
yeah.
You were.
I was.
Even though you said you didn't like when they redo a movie.
Hey,
but you made some excuse that this is different.
No, Lady K helped me with that excuse. And
no, cartoon. But it didn't work. Remember, you were like...
Oh, yeah, it did. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. I'm glad you brought that up. Jeff... I'm sorry. Not Jeff. What was his name?
Jeff Goldblum?
No. Philip. Nope, not Philip. What was that? On Twitter. On Facebook. Bad for me.
Why are you looking for that? Did you see they're going to make a Three's Company movie?
What the hell? See,
that was a TV show. They're going to make that into a movie. Is that okay?
I think that's okay.
Okay.
I think that's okay.
Because it's a big...
Peter!
Movie. Peter.
Peter! Stop sending me freaking... direct messages on Facebook about stuff I've said wrong, stuff that I've referenced wrong, or things that you just completely debunk that I've said on the show. I don't need your help, you a-hole. Every time. Well, you know that this is what you said, and here's an article to it, Corey. Well, Corey, you may mention about this, and I think that you should actually read this. Here's something you should be interested in. Maybe it... Shut up, you. And I can't block you because he goes into that weird person inbox on Facebook. You know, so it's like I go there and I like a little red little one. I'm like, I know who this is. I haven't said anything about it for a couple of months now, but Peter, go F yourself. I don't need your help in correcting myself on this show.
I'm glad it's not somebody I brought over to the
show. No, it's not.
Okay.
I don't know where you found it. I don't know who you are, but clearly you look still listen to the show if you like. Shop Amazon.
Say click all links.
Get your Bravo app and send somebody a tip, but don't send your tips to me. I don't need your help. I know I don't make the perfect references all the time. A-hole. All right. What was I saying? I'm the listener advocate here.
Jungle Book something.
Jungle Book.
Jungle Book.
Jungle Book came out my birthday weekend. And believe it or not, are you ready for some breaking news whenever it feels like breaking?
We are ready.
I did something that I haven't done in a while. I, Corey Blaze, went to a movie on opening weekend. Yes. I did. I went and I saw The Jungle Book on opening weekend.
Usually that's a no-no, right?
That is a huge no-no because Corey doesn't stand in line.
So there was no line.
No, there was a line. There was a line. Here's the thing. I took AJ, a little guy, to go see it.
Which isn't so little no more.
Well, he ain't so little no more. He's 15, he's hairy, and he's opinionated. Here's the thing. I was nervous. I was ramping up to it. I was getting myself ready to walk out. I even primed AJ and I said, baby boy, if we get in here and somebody show their drawers, we walking the hell out. I said, you going to be upset with me? You going to be embarrassed? He says, nope, I'll leave too. I said, fine. We went. Guess what theater we went to, Lip? Guess what? You will never guess what theater we went to.
Christown?
Damn. Yeah, we went to Christel. I hate you. You couldn't even pad or give me a wild out there. You just had to go right for the answer. Yes.
Well, I didn't think you'd be in my neck of the woods.
We went to Spectrum Mall. And the reason why we went to Spectrum Mall, because I was driving around and I was like, okay, looking at show times, because I wanted to get to the theater at least 30 minutes before the theater, just in case it was sold out. So the movie that was playing the soonest that would give us the window that I wanted was Spectrum Mall, formerly Christown Mall, in the Vadio. I mean, it is in the Mecca of the Gaza Strip of Phoenix, Arizona. You get out the car, there's just babies crying, Mexican kids flying everywhere, and then, of course, just gunshots left and right.
You got tamales at the snack bar?
I got four tamales from after we walked. I went out the car 3 minutes before I had four tamales, two churros, and some empanadas. It was amazing. It was all good. They had to be made out of cat, dog, or raccoon. But it was really good. No elotes.
Was the movie in English, at least?
The movie was in English.
Spanish subtitles?
But here's the thing. Here's the kicker. Got up there. There was a line. There was a line. Uh-huh. And I was hearing all the little ghetto birds asking, let me get two for The Jungle Book at 120, please. And I'm like, oh, hell, we're going to be in the theater with this ghetto person. And they, you know, they got backpacks on, you know, saying, oh, no, we ain't sneaking nothing in. And, you know, you look at the sodas dripping out the end of
cheeseburgers.
The cheeseburgers. Cheeseburgers. You know, they got Carl's Jr.
Little soda, Caesars, $5 pizza.
Sodas dripping out the end of the backpack, talking about, no, we ain't sneaking nothing in. And then one girl got up there and said, I didn't realize the movie's going to be this expensive. It's a matinee. I thought it was $3. And then she started arguing with the little pipsqueak pimple face kid behind the window, you know. So I get up there and I get two, and I try to play off the fact that I'm a college student. It didn't work this time. They're like, sir, you old as hell. There ain't no way you a college student.
You said there ain't no such thing as too old to go back to school.
I said, there ain't no such thing as too old to go back to school. I'm in night school. That's what I said. I'm in night school. So we get the two tickets and we go in there, and it's packed. There's a lot of people. But the movie didn't start till 1:20, and we got there 40 minutes before the movie.
Wow.
And when I bought the tickets, I asked the guy at the counter, I says, how sold out is it? And he says, we're about halfway sold out right now. And this was one of their big, large auditoriums, one of their 500-seat auditoriums. And I didn't see it in 3D. I don't see movies in 3D. That's ridiculous. So we just went and saw it at a Harkins theater there. And you know what? I got to give it to them. And I wrote this up on my review on afterthelevels.com. Not one kid cried. Not one person talked. Not one person interrupted the theater. No one caused the scene. Of course, there was people walking because kids got to go to the bathroom and they do all this other stuff. It was enjoyable. The only problem we had were the two hags, the old lady sitting on the other side of Philippius, or other side of Philippius. I looked at Philippius when I said that. On the other side of AJ, and one hag didn't know the story, so the other old hag moved her old saggy tits to the right and kept explaining to the old hag that, you know, this is what that means. And so finally, after the third time of AJ saying they're still talking, I finally put my hand in front of AJ, scooting him back as far as I can in his chair, and looked at him and I said, can you calmly please shut the hell up? And they were appalled and they felt disrespected, but they shut the hell up. And they didn't talk for the rest of the movie, but it was a phenomenal experience. And that movie is everything and more.
Was it?
I swear those animals were talking. I swear they were. Here's what I'll say before we go. Jon Favreau was able to make animals speak without losing the animal mannerisms. Here's the thing, people. Don't take your kids under 9 or 10 years old to see this movie, because there's, like, you know, a part where Shere Khan just grabs a wolf around the neck and flings him off to his death off of a cliff. You know what I mean? It's a Disney movie, but it was worth it. And I'm telling you right now, they don't show you in the trailer and they don't show you on the posters, but go see it, because when you meet King Louie, it's going to blow your mind. And here's the last thing that I'll say about it. I know we got less than 60 seconds on the show. This is the last thing I'll say about it. They only put 3 musical numbers in the entire movie.
That's good, because I don't like music in movies.
It's perfect. You want to go see it with me? I'll go see it again.
You know why it's so quiet, though, right?
You what?
You know why it was so quiet?
Why?
All those bootleggers were recording it the whole time. All those ghetto people.
That's probably true. All right, my apologies to Justin Bieber. We just plumb ran out of time. Thank you again to Bravo Tip or Pay app, available now at trybravo.com or through the Bravo Tip or Pay banner on FatGuyRadioShow.com, available in the iTunes and Google Play Store. Download it today and discover how easy it is to tip or pay. Our website design is provided by Elite Web Management. For corresponding with Fat Guy Radio Show, it's real easy. Send your letters, comments, or questions to FatGuyRadioShow@gmail.com or click the mail button on our website. Interact with us on social media. Our fine Fat Guy Radio Show on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram. And remember, the video portion of our show is always available for replay on our exclusive Vimeo page. Have a business, product, or event? Advertise on this show. Email info@bdbradionetwork.com or visit bdbradio.com for affordable and customizable rates. Spots are available now. And don't forget, join me on my blog, After the Levels, a blog by Corey Blaze. It's my daily blog, just an extension of this show. AfterTheLevels.com, all from the mind of Corey Blaze. For our executive producer, Philippius and Orly, I'm Corey Blaze, reminding everyone, skinny people, fat people already know they're fat. So stop reminding us! Thank you, Lip. Tell everybody you know about the show, and when they ask you what's it all about, when you're done cleaning up poop off the ground, simply reply. They'll make you laugh or depress the hell out of you, but you won't know until you listen. Join us next week for an all-new Fat Guy Radio Show. See you at the top. Bye-bye. We miss you, Prince. Rest in peace, buddy.
Hold on, wait a minute. This show is free, and it will always be, but we need your help. We have sponsors located at fatguyradioshow.com/sponsor that depend on us to get you to click through and shop. So take some time and find amazing specials presented by our amazing sponsors at fatguyradioshow.com/sponsor. That's fatguyradioshow.com/sponsor. And in the words of Inspector Gadget, this message will self-destruct in 3, 2...